been going in there and kind of sharing the gospel in this Catholic community. Surprisingly, it's amazing. There are a lot of Catholics, I believe, who are Christians, who really do understand the gospel. So it's been cool for God to kind of even bring partners in ministry with Catholic students and stuff. So that's been a big thing. I think the biggest challenge in ministry for me this year, I think going into ministry, I expected it kind of to be like a microwave where things are like really quick. Things happen really quick. And I think ministry is really like a crock pot. Things just take time. I wanted to go on and like bring revival on the campus and like teaching Jesus and everyone's coming to Christ. But ministry honestly has just been, it's been different than that. A lot of what I do is just, I bear with students bear with me as we walk forward following Jesus. For instance, there's this kid at Lafayette. I lead Bible study with him, and he would often text me like the day of our Bible study and was like, "Hey, I don't even think I'm a Christian anymore. You're going to have to lead. I'm a hypocrite." And he did this, you know, week after week. So a lot of ministry has been just comforting and walking with this kid and saying, "Listen, when you feel despairing and you feel like you're not a Christian anymore, you actually need to move towards the Lord. You need to move towards ministry." And I've just seen God work like that. And when he stepped in faith and kept leading, he actually ended up doing a big outreach on Lafayette. Honestly, for me, that was more encouraging than maybe seeing someone come to Christ. Here's this Christian who's just walking in obedience towards the Lord, even though it's hard. I've seen a student this year who became a Christian my senior year while I was at East Stroudsburg, and he told me that he had a hard relationship with his dad growing up, and he actually turned to homosexuality to kind of fill that role, that void in his life with his father. So he would go on these websites and meet men through there, and he just came up to me and he confessed that this is what he's been doing. He's like, I know this is wrong, and I want to change. And I've seen the Lord use him. There's a student whose parents are missionaries to Kenya, and he just told me at the end of the year, the first 3 weeks, that he didn't like me because I just kept initiating with him and getting lunch with him. And he's like, "It was really annoying that you just kept, like, I didn't even want to talk about the Lord with you." And by the end of the year, he was just thankful that I was persistent. He actually ended up leading at Lafayette College. There's tons of international students. In one of his dorms, he actually led an international Bible study with a lot of the international students that weren't Christians. So it's been amazing. I expected to walk into campus ministry and see that, you know, hundreds of kids were coming to Christ. But I've been pleasantly surprised that God has done things like a crock pot. Things have been slow. And I've seen that in my life. The change in my life has often been slower, a slow change. That's all the time I have now. I'd love to share more about what the Lord is doing on the campus afterwards if you have any time. So thank you. That's good. Children's story. Not me, though. You.
Okay, children. Anybody else? Kate? Where are they? Lots of them at home. You want to look at this? We have about any kind of food we can cook, all kind of cooking books. I even have one in Spanish about Mexican food. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, look at all that good food. Okay, we're going to close them. just like you are. Is this on? Okay. We're going to close the book for now. Okay. Yeah, I like to look at the books, the cookbooks, and I read the recipes, and I look at the pictures, and yeah, I like to look at those books and read the recipes and imagine all those delicious foods I could make. And these books have step by step how to make anything, right? It tells you how to make it. Exactly how to make it, right? Yeah. So do you think, because I have all these books and I read them, do you think I'm a good cook? You think I'm a good cook? Well, I'm not a good cook. I just read the books, but I don't make the recipes because I don't like cooking. So I have tons of books, more than accounting books. Oh, we just started. And we are talking about cooking books. You don't have to look at them now. I just brought different cooking books. So I was telling the kids that I read the cookbooks, but I'm not a good cook. So I don't make the recipes. So I'm not a cook. To be a cook, what you need to do to be a cook? Make pancakes. Follow the recipe and do whatever it tells you to do, right? Otherwise, you are not a cook.
I don't cook.
Yeah, you don't cook. Okay. The Bible is like a cookbook. The Bible has God's recipe to be for becoming a Christian and to living a life that is displeasing to Him. So some people just read the Bible, go to church, study the Bible in church, but it is more than that. You need to practice what you read, right, in the Bible. You need to apply all those things that you read, because just reading the Bible doesn't make you a Christian, right? If you read the Bible, it's just like just reading the recipes in a cookbook doesn't make you a cook, right? You have to apply and do what it says. The same is the Bible. If you don't practice and you don't apply and you don't live the life that God tells you to do, then you are not a Christian, right? So you must follow the recipe in your daily life every day when you go to school, and at home with your neighbors. You have to apply what you learn. It's very important to read the Bible, but you have to apply it. You have to follow the recipe. Okay, let's pray. Lord, help us not to only read and study your word, but to follow its teaching to live a life that will be pleasing to you. Amen.